Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Thank you for joining us today. All week we have been visiting with Suzanne Schindler, who is a sister to Terry Schindler Schiavo. Terry, as you may remember, was starved to death 6 years ago. And we've been talking about the Life and Hope Network, which the Schindler family has set up to help other families in similar circumstances to try to find medical care for loved ones who are incapacitated to some extent. And they've also set up the Safe Haven Network. And we were talking about New Beginnings, which is a place that helps rehab for some of the patients. It's been a lot of great discussion this week. And we would encourage you to go to our website at www.prolifeperspective.com to get the scripts or to listen to the audio if you haven't had a chance to be with us for the last couple of days. Today we want to talk about Terry's Day. Terry's birthday would be December 3rd, which is next week. So it's appropriate that we're visiting with Suzanne here this week. Right. So why don't you tell us a little about Terry's day?
Right. Well, Terry died March 31st of 2005. And what we've done is we've taken that day every year, not only to honor Terry, but honor all those that are living like Terry, all those that are disabled and living in the similar conditions. So it's we've marked that day the International Day of Prayer and Remembrance for persons with disabilities. And each year we have a mass down at Ave Maria University in Naples, Florida. And Father Frank Provone of Priest for Life is our main celebrant. And we really, we're really honored to do that. And what we've done is we've asked parishes and other religious facilities around the country to maybe do something special on that day, to say during their masses, to say a special prayer for all those that are living with a disability. And really just to honor people that are struggling, like my sister was, obviously, and even honor those that care for them, because it's a really difficult job. And boy, I'll tell you, there's nothing, though, more rewarding if you've ever cared for somebody that's been handicapped or has a disability. They touch us, and they teach us what it's like to love and to give compassion. And
yeah, so the International Day of Prayer and Remembrance is, again, March 31st every year. And really what we're asking is everybody to take a moment of silence for those living with a disability, those that are in the same condition as my sister Terry, and just to either say a prayer. We're asking parishes to maybe say a mass for Terry and all those living like her on that day, or just in some way remember those that are living with a disability. So, again, that's March 31st every year.
Thank you so much, Suzanne. We are thrilled that you are here with us this week.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you so much.
We've been visiting with Suzanne Schindler this week, and it's just been wonderful having her here. Again, just a quick reminder, Terry's Day is March 31st. The family does have a strong Catholic background, but I know people of all faiths are asked to pray, not only for the Schindler family and for the Life and Hope Network, but for all families who are going through what the Schindlers did, where they have a family member who is being denied medical care or being denied food and water. So we just ask that you would remember, not only March 31st, but remember to pray for those people who are going through a very difficult time right now. Thank you so much for being here with us today, Suzanne. If anybody has missed our previous talks this week, they can find the audio recordings at prolifeperspective.com. It's www.prolifeperspective.com. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we look forward to one more session with Suzanne tomorrow.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.